Hi, I'm Nightmare Walker.
And I'm Honeybee.
And we're going to do the script together.
Woo! Hi.
Hello, sir.
You look kind of confused. Did you get the orientation right?
Anana, be nice. This is kind of a shock for a lot of them.
All right, let's just see how it happened. Let me just check your file. Yikes. That's an unusual one. I guess it must have been closed casket. Well, at least you didn't have time to feel it, right?
Sir, look at me, please. Do you know where you are? Do you understand what happened to you?
Oh, just rip the band-aid off already, you feel? Sorry to be the one to tell you, pal, but you're dead.
I know, this must come as a bit of a shock.
Well, I mean, it shouldn't. He had to come through the gates just like everybody else.
Anana, please! Well, sir, you should know that there is good news as well.
You made it, buddy.
Welcome to sexy heaven.
Oh, no. You're thinking of the other place.
I'm afraid this is sexy heaven. It's similar, but you might notice a few differences.
Yep, like the doorman. Come on, you gotta admit it. Freddie Mercury is a pretty big step up from crusty old St. Peter.
No, you wouldn't have heard of Sexy Heaven.
We're a new branch.
You see, you generally lived a good life, but you did break a few of the lesser rules.
The most fun ones to break.
Some recent adjustments have been made.
See, nobody here in the afterlife really anticipated just how much you guys were going to get it on down here.
The Lord.
She means the man upstairs.
The Lord has come to reevaluate his policies on the sins of the flesh.
She means he started to feel bad about the whole eternal damnation thing for you kids just playing with the toys he built you with after about the 6 billion damn soul.
He makes no mistakes, but he does change his mind every once in a while.
Mm-hmm. And down in my neck of the afterlife, well, you guys like to rub your bits together so much that we get a lot of sexy sinners down here. So hell was getting kind of full.
The pit's ability to excavate new extensions was rapidly outstripped by the influx of the condemned.
My boss was kind of running out of room. It's really hard to enact unspeakable soul-rendering tortures on the dam when it's standing room only. You gotta have some space to really do it right.
So, the divine and the infernal powers called a temporary ceasefire, and we worked some things out.
The man upstairs didn't want to let you guys into regular heaven. The squares that made it into old-fashioned way would have thrown a fit.
So, we've all reached a compromise, and here we are! Sexy heaven!
Most of the amenities of eternal paradise, and a lot better company.
Yes, a joint effort of both heaven and hell. Sexy Heaven is hosted by both angels, like me, and demons like her. You probably already noticed the wings and halo.
And you'll know the horns, hooves, and tail.
They are the images you mortals seem the most comfortable with.
Trust me. We both get to be much cooler with you here.
up in regular heaven, I have to have the classic appearance. All the rings and eyeballs and fire and stuff.
And you do not want to see me in beast mode down in hell.
Yes.
Oh, don't get the wrong idea. Yuffie and I are pals. We go way back. It's just that eons of divine conflict leaves you with a bit of a contentious streak.
Inanna and I were friends prior to the Dark One's rebellion, so it seems like a natural pairing.
And it helps that you feel here isn't exactly heaven's biggest go-getter.
Inanna, you don't need to tell him that.
We're all kind of low performers here in sexy heaven. That's just how you end up in this gig if you're a post-existence entity.
Like how you couldn't bring yourself to enact the most unspeakable punishments on sinners. See, I'm not the only one that didn't meet her quotas.
What can I say? I'm a humanist.
Anyway, we have been assigned as your official welcoming party.
Lucky you!
You get to choose the most perfect sensual experience of your life, or afterlife, or the demon.
Hey, Chief, if you don't pick me, you won't know what you're missing. Sure, you can have this prude, but nobody gets naughty like a demon.
So, which will it be? We never offer that as an option, but somehow it's always what they pick.
And that's part of why I love this job. All right, my man, both it is. Let's see what we're working with here. Not bad. Here, let me give you a hand with that.
I love this job.
Give me a kiss around the head of his cock, Yuffie. They love that.
Anything for a guest?
You know what? You seem to have things under control down there.
Mm-hmm.
Something else I saw in your file was how much you seem to like eating pussy. Almost as much as Yuffie likes sucking dick.
To give is divine!
So why don't I climb up over your face and you can give me a taste of what you can do? That's it, baby. Look up at me. Fuck. Looks like the file was right. You're really into this.
Am I doing a good job down here? Am I pleasing you, sir?
I'm sure he's enjoying his little taste of heaven.
Oh, come on. You basically just did that one.
You like, devil's food? Fuck. You know you're doing a good job if a demon can't even concentrate enough to come up with a solid pun. Fuck. Yuffie, whatever you're doing down there gets him going even more on his end. But fuck. Stop.
But why? He seems like he's getting really close.
Exactly. I don't want him to see the light at the end of the tunnel until he's been in both our tunnels.
That one really needs some work, Inanna.
Oh, whatever. The point is, buddy, you haven't truly lived. D- died and lived again until you fucked angelic pussy, both the fallen and pure varieties. So here I am, on my hands and knees, wiggling this ass and waiting for you. You aren't going to disappoint me, are you? Good boy.
I thought you wanted mortals to be bad.
Shut up and get over here. Sit down right there.
Okay, wait. Are you going to
give him a show? You bet. I know how pretty you are when you're having a good time.
Oh, jeez.
You aren't supposed to say his name in vain.
Cheese and crackers. Cheese and crackers. Sir, give it to her harder. She likes it rough.
Pardon the tale, buddy. It's got a mind of its own sometimes. But it doesn't wrap around you like that unless it really likes you. Fuck, baby. You know what the horns are really for. Handlebars. Yes, just like that. Just like that.
Having a good time. You keep getting him all ready and then making him stop.
He's going to thank me. Yofi, stand up.
Okay.
You too, buddy. I've got a special treat for you.
Nana, what are you... Why are you getting behind me?
You know what these snowy white angel wings are really good for?
Nana, what are you...
They give me a nice place to wrap my arms around to hoist her up so you can fuck her senseless.
Anana, they're sensitive and you're being so rough. Oh.
Fuck her, pal. I've got her leaned back, got my knees in between her legs so she can't close them.
Oh my.
So all you gotta do is fuck her brains out.
Oh my.
Do it, buddy.
Oh, fuck.
Fuck. Acts all nervous and innocent, but look how quick she wrapped her arms and legs around you. I love how sensitive you angels are, Yofi.
Oh, God.
And that's why you got demoted.
I can't help it. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God.
Listen to her. You might even say she's hanging on by a wing and a prayer. Oh, come on. That was a good one. I'm holding her by the wings. She's shouting, oh, God.
Oh, God.
Well, seriously, though, she can't get enough of you. But you know what? I think I can make her even more nuts.
What are you doing? Wait, Anana, what's touching my butt? Is that your...
Yep, that's my tail. In your tail. Somehow I thought it would enhance the experience for everybody. If you had something to fill up that has to. You hearing this? That's the sound an angel makes when she gets well and truly fucked.
Oh, God.
And you know what's going to make her come like the man upstairs himself was calling for her? If you blow your load inside her.
Oh my god. Oh my god.
I can tell you're ready. You can feel your cock inside her. You're really giving it to her. Don't be shy now. Don't hold back. She'd tell you how much she wants your cum inside that holy hole if she wasn't so busy being fucked stupid. So do it. Give her what she wants. Come deep inside that her sweet, angelic pussy.
Fuck. Oh my god. Oh my god. Oh my god. Oh my god. Oh. Fuck. Fuck. Oh. Please, God.
I think I can actually feel you pulsing inside her. But maybe that's just her clenching. She came pretty hard.
Wow.
We can set her down now. She'll need a moment. So, confession time. Those times we got you to the edge, you could have come for every single one of them.
There are no refractory periods in sexy heaven.
Sometimes it's all about the build-up, though.
We could do all of that over again, right now if you wanted.
But if you want to check out the other amenities, that's cool, too.
I'm afraid you don't get to fly around and play harp music all day like the regulars in heaven.
Like anybody actually wants to do that.
But we do have a lot of fun here.
Some of your regular fellow mortals know how to have a real good time, too.
And not just sexually. We have all kinds of fun.
We have poker tables, all the game consoles, and Yofi here is a pretty experienced dungeon master.
And being a forever DM is the ultimate expression of divine service.
Me? No, I'm the other kind of dungeon master. You're welcome to try that out too, if you want. You pick up your collar at the door. It's a good time. Yofi can tell you.
She is very good.
Welcome to your new afterlife, buddy.
We're really happy you could join us.